You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen from MomTalk.ca. I am so lucky today because I get to talk to Stacey Julian, scrapbook guru and mom extraordinaire. For those of you who have not had the privilege to meet Stacey online or off, she is the founding editor of Simple Scrapbooks magazine and founder of Big Picture Scrapbooking. Welcome, Stacey.
Well, thank you. I love mom extraordinaire. That's even better than the other stuff. So I'm glad I'm here.
You are a mom extraordinaire. Stacey, I invited you today to have a fun chat because I'm so excited about this new book, Photo Freedom. I took your online class last year, and I guess with hopes, like many of the people who take your class, of getting my piles of photos organized and finding a solution to this quest I've had for so long to become a scrapbooker. But, you know, I was amazed at how much I learned from you and scrapbookers from all over the world. But more importantly, I found that I really made a connection to my scrapbooking and my life. So I just thought maybe you might want to tell us a bit about Photo Freedom and where it came from and just how it came to be.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I hope that I won't go on forever. That's a wide open question. You know, I like that you said that you took my class, you know, in order to sort of fulfill that quest or have success with that quest of becoming a scrapbooker. I think that we do associate scrapbooking very much as, you know, as a hobby and as a craft. And we forget that there is so much that we can learn and be taught from our memories and from our pictures. So I am thrilled to have this book because whether you're a scrapbooker or not, whether you desire to be a scrapbooker or not, let's set all of that aside for a minute and just talk about pictures. And especially in the last couple of years where we have access to pictures like never before via digital photography. It's one of those things that has liberated us and made photo taking very affordable and, you know, and made it very enjoyable. At the same time, it comes with sort of shackles, if you will.
Yes.
That bind us because now instead of having, you know, a dozen rolls of film that we haven't, you know, developed, we have literally 5,000 pictures on our computer that we haven't printed. So Photo Freedom is about teaching you how to create a flow, if you will, from your camera through your computer and into your home. And whether that is via a scrapbook or whether that's just, you know, creating, like say, digital albums online or just sharing your pictures in whatever way you want to share them, just slipping them into photo albums. But I think my main goal is to reconnect people with their pictures because there's so much there to celebrate and so much to learn from.
I'm glad you said that because not everybody's interested in scrapbooking. We definitely take excessive amounts of photos now with digital cameras, and I know I'm guilty of it. My husband will say, oh, I forgot about that holiday. It's on your computer still.
Right.
Even if you're not interested at the moment in getting into actually creating scrapbooks, there are some really easy ways to still get those photos off of your computer and into books so that we can enjoy them as family.
Exactly.
Once you get the idea of the flow of the pictures, I know that your system is based on a library of memories. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I think prevents people from wanting to scrapbook and even prevents people once they've started scrapbooking, prevents them from being successful, let's say, or sustaining their commitment is the fact that we generally approach memory preservation and scrapbooking from a chronological standpoint. And it's a very natural paradigm, and it's a very universal paradigm. In other words, we'll take pictures at Christmas, and then let's say we pick up the camera again at Valentine's Day, Easter, sort of the major holidays. When we print those photographs, it makes sense to put them in order and to deal with them in order. Unfortunately, with the vast number of pictures that we take and the rate in which we can deal with them, when you approach something from a chronological standpoint, you are immediately behind. I don't know anybody can jump in, take the number of pictures we take, even of just the major events, let's say, and keep up with printing them and sharing them. Okay?
Right.
That is just basically, and I finally gained the confidence to say this with conviction, that is an outdated approach to memory keeping. It worked for my mother and my grandmother because they didn't have the resources that I have in terms of digital photography. So it doesn't work, people. So a library of memory, I should slow down. It doesn't work, people, mothers. So a library of memories is something that you can create in your home, and it can be simple photo albums, or it can be more involved creative scrapbooks. But what you do is you learn to tell your stories and store your pictures, not in, let's say, a 2008 album or a 2006, 2007, 2008 album, but you learn to store them in albums that are organized by categories. In other words, I have a set of albums that I call the All About Us albums, and those are pictures of my immediate family, pictures that celebrate personality and relationship with the people that I spend the bulk of my time with. I have a set of albums that are about the people we love, grandparents and extended family and friends. I have a set of albums that are about the things that we do. And this is a category that I get very excited about because it's one that a lot of people don't naturally take pictures of, sort of everyday life things, the food that you eat and the routines that you engage in, the things that you collect, that kind of stuff. So there's the section of albums for the things that we do or cherish or love. And then there's a section of albums for the places we go. And those places can be faraway places. They can be extravagant vacations. They can be day trips to the local park. They can be the fact that you go to McDonald's Playland almost once a week. They can. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're taking all of these pictures. I'm teaching you in the book Photo Freedom how to filter and sort and select and end up with a manageable amount. And then I'm showing you how to display and share them without the guilt and expectation of chronology in a way that's very interesting and engaging to you and to everybody else that you want to share them with. It's so much fun.
Okay, so with the library, I know there are some people who want to scrapbook chronologically because they've never really thought outside of that. So your book will definitely help to show people visually and with your ideas all through the book really how to break that train of thought. But there is one part of your system that kind of works in a chronological way. So for those people who really have that excessive need to make things go in order, it's the School of Life album or albums. I think two things with these albums, if you have more than one child. One, it satisfies the chronological. So I think some people's brains work in a chronological way. So it's important for them to be able to see things kind of going from one point to the next. But also, more importantly, it helps you to break it up into what the kids are going to get and what you get to keep for yourself.
Exactly.
First of all, maybe you can explain just the whole process of coming up with the School of Life idea and then where the breakdown is on, you know, what the kids get to take and what you're going to keep as your own library.
That's a fabulous question. I'm so glad you brought that up. First of all, I do think, I don't want anyone to think that they're different or odd if they think chronologically. Honestly, we all think that way. And I just think that that's an outdated approach for dealing with all of our pictures. That's kind of like if you're trying to deal with every picture you take in a chronological fashion, it's kind of like going to a buffet and just eating the mashed potatoes. There's way too much available to us today in terms of the kind of output that we can create and the ways that we can share memories. That's a very limiting approach. So chronology absolutely has a place. And I love that you brought up School of Life. I came several years ago, and I think I'm not unlike other mothers. You know, you take a group of pictures. Let's say you go on a camping trip, and you think, okay, well, my goodness, I can make, you know, a scrapbook page or a little album about this camping trip, but, well, won't my children want to have a copy of that? You know, and certainly I want to have a copy, so without much deliberation, all of a sudden you're trying to create a scrapbook page or an album. You know, let's say if you have four children, you're trying to duplicate it four times or five times, once for you and once for each of your four children. And that's another thing that adds to that sort of impossibility of keeping up with scrapbooking. So the School of Life concept is a fabulous approach or fabulous way for you to capture and celebrate your children's lives. It's very doable, it's very sustainable, and it is the piece that they are going to take with them and that's going to satisfy your obligation to them as good mom. I'm a good mom. I made scrapbooks for my kids. Here you go. They're yours. Okay, so basically the concept is that for each year that a child is in school, and you can adapt it to your own needs, but for me, each year that a child is in school, I create five pages, and I use big, you know, large scrapbook. You can make these any size that you want. The first page features just that school portrait. And I have my child sign his name or I collect some piece of artwork or something that sort of, you know, freezes in time his picture and his ability in terms of writing. And then page 2 and 3 are about some of the highlights from that year in school. So maybe there's a couple pictures from a concert that he participated in, or a field trip he went on, or, you know, whatever it is that was associated with, let's say, first grade or fifth grade or whatever it is. The next 2 pages are, and I call this the School of Life for a reason. It sort of brings together the structure of school with life. The last 2 pages are highlights from his life that year. So you're talking one picture of his Halloween costume, one picture from Christmas or Thanksgiving or other major holidays. You know, a picture of his friends or her friends. I'm talking about he because I have so many boys probably. But, you know, a picture with friends, a picture where you live, or he or she doing some activity that they love. And this is the magical part, because what's so interesting is if you have a child, for example, that plays soccer, you know, and you're, quote, unquote, a good mom, you go to the soccer game with your camera and you take 30 or 40 pictures of the child playing soccer. And then you have that sense of, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with all these pictures? Well, in the School of Life, you're selecting one. So you have that introduction to, here is my child in the third grade. Here are some of the things we did together in the third grade. And here is 2 pages with as many photos as I can cram on 2 pages that highlight his life that year. Does that make sense?
I love that. And I think School of Life is so freeing. Like when you said about soccer pictures, I now don't take the camera to every single event because I know that I have in my mind what I need. And then it's more, I will focus on the library instead. So if I really think there's something significant, then I focus in on that. But, you know, for hockey and stuff like that, you can take pictures over and over and over again. And then you feel like you're a slave to these pictures. So, and also, I mean, I know for me, I would love to have a School of Life album from growing up with all of those little things that you think you're going to always remember, but then you forget about.
The thing that's interesting, you know, and my kids, when they look at their School of Life albums, I know all of the pictures that I culled through in order to select the highlight that I'm putting in their book. When they look at it, let's say Trey's looking at his book, he never looks up and says to me, Mom, where are the other 400 pictures you took of soccer? He doesn't say that. He just is so happy to have his own book that's all about him, and he knows that he can grow up with this thing and he can leave home with this thing. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, and I think it's amazing. So with the photo freedom, like, first of all, I have to say, like, if you ever have an opportunity to take this online class at Big Picture Scrapbooking, definitely take it because the book is amazing and definitely you need to have that. But if you can have both, then that's perfect. But I know that probably everyone has to wait till next year for the course to come again, right, Stacey?
They do. You know what? It is. I love teaching, and the course is called A Library of Memories, and I love teaching it. But I'll tell you what, it's extremely draining on my life and my time, and I have to keep, you know, some sense of priorities to my children that I am raising. So it is something that I do just once a year. We try to keep it open to as many people as possible, but that's part of the reason, probably one of the major reasons I wrote the book, is to make the system available to people that can't take the class.
Right. And having taken the course and now gone through the book, you definitely feel as though you have taken the reader through the course step by step. And it has that Stacey flair, and it's a fun book, and it really covers all of the areas that the course covers. So definitely an awesome book. It covers things like the library and the School of Life, and it talks a bit about organization as well, which is part of your system as well, because the way you're organized is the way you scrapbook, right?
Correct. I actually just finished creating or re-recording one of the voice messages that goes inside my online classroom, and that is how this particular message starts. It starts with the phrase, you can only scrapbook in the way you're organized. And so, definitely part of what we talk about in the class and what I talk about in the book is the idea that if you want to be able to make very unique connections and tell very interesting stories, you have to be able to organize your photos to support that. You can't just put all your photos in chronological order and expect yourself to be able to scrapbook or even just share pictures in a way that, for example, connect a child and his passions and personality to his grandfather's. I mean, those are neat things to do, and they're very meaningful things to create and stories to tell, but it's very difficult to find the time, A, to scrapbook, to find the time to look for pictures, you know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when they don't go together chronologically, to find pictures like that, that's an almost impossible task. So part of this book and part of the class is about helping you set up a secondary file of pictures that are sorted and stored long-term by category. Like, for example, I can go to one of my drawers in my category file, and I can find pictures for my son Clark, who just turned 15. I can find pictures that span his lifetime that are very much about his personality. And that's a powerful thing to be able to do, to have those kind of pictures that span years at your fingertips so that you can be inspired by them.
It is amazing when you start to think outside the box, and it's not, I mean, events are great, and I think we all want to capture the memories that go with some of the events in our lives, the holidays and things like that, but it is so amazing when you really start to go through your photos and break them apart that you really start to see the story coming together.
Yes.
And how you make those connections, you know, whether it's your child's personality or first day of school for your husband and first day of school for mm-hmm. your child, or like there's so many things. And I don't know that if you don't really start to look at your photos and get them organized in that way that you would ever see that. And I think that of all of the things that I take from Photo Freedom and from your class, that's the one thing, it's like a gift, because I think that for most of us, it's really about the story. And by looking at your photos differently, it just really makes you more appreciative of what you have in front of you.
Yes, that's the life part. That's what I talked about in the very beginning. I referred to there's so much to be learned from your photographs. And I think that we live in a very demanding time where there's just everything vying for our attention, it seems like, all of the time. And so it's very difficult to have a sense of awareness. It's hard to, where do I allocate my attention? Where do I find time to reflect and to make connections that have been, you know, that are difficult to make? And if you can just invest small pockets of time in this system with the pictures that you're taking, they're organized in a way that then it becomes much more apparent what you have right now in the present and what matters most to you and what are the things that are going to connect your children to your family and to the time in which they live in a way that's very unique to them. And that is a gift. It's a gift that you can give, you know, to your children that far exceeds any finished scrapbook page.
Absolutely. I know there are people listening who think that you scrapbook for a living and that you sit at your scrapbook table making layouts. But I mean, the reality is that you have many, many things that you do. And some of the layouts you do for Simple Scrapbooks, or if you're doing a course, will make it into your library. But the reality is you are just like all of us, and you have 5 children. And you have a home. So what do you say to the mom, other than go buy the book? Because if you go buy the book, it will really make a difference. But what do you say when, say, they're not a scrapbooker, but they want to be a scrapbooker, and they have boxes of photos and piles of memorabilia, and what do you say to them?
You can do this. It's all about choices. And I think that, what do I say to them? I say to them, you know what I want you to do, honestly, this is what I say. I want you to just schedule on your calendar, much like you schedule a dental appointment or something else that you have to manage and keep track of. I want you to schedule for me this weekend 1 hour, and I want you to go sit down with some pictures. I don't care if they're loose in a box. I don't care if they're under your bed. I don't care if they're already in a photo album. And I want you to look through those pictures, and I want you to, over the course of an hour, I want you to pull out 5 pictures that cause you to go, oh my gosh. I want you to let yourself have an emotional reaction to a handful of pictures. And then I want you to take those 5 pictures and make a copy of them if you must. But sit down with those over the course of 1 week and put them next to you, for example, by your computer, and open up a blank Word document, and I want you to just type, or open up a blank journal, and I want you to just write, and I want you to tell me why you have that emotional reaction to that picture. What is it that you love about that picture? And with 1 hour and 1 week, you will learn more about yourself and more about the things that are important to you than I think, for example, you would learn, you know, taking some self-discovery course or something. What you're doing there is generating content for a project that I call Photos I Love. And I actually have some Photos I Love album in the book, Photo Freedom, that I talk about. I talk about it. I've been talking about it since I founded the magazine, Simple Scrapbook. But that's what I would say to anyone who wants to start scrapbooking or start memory keeping and is overwhelmed. Just start this one project, which is maybe 5 or 10 photos a year that you pull out of everything that you take and you simply write about. And I always say to people, you know, of all the scrapbooks I've created over all the years that I've been creating scrapbooks, you know, if the house were to catch fire, I would get my kids out of the house, and then I would run back in and see if I could grab my Photos I Love album, because it's the one that you need. It's the one that most communicates what's in my heart.
I think that's a great place to start, especially if you haven't got started. It's probably the same answer that you would say to the mom who is a scrapbooker who is now in some kind of slump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if you'll do it and you'll really reflect on it, it will tell you, it'll teach you what is it you really want to have happen with your creativity. What is it that you really want to create for you or for your family? Because there is so much that is extraneous in this industry and hobby and in everything else in life. You know, what do they say? Distill it down to what's absolutely essential and what's core. And, you know, if you can do more than that, fabulous. There's certainly lots of classes you can take and lots of stuff you can buy and lots of fun you can have with your girlfriends doing this hobby. But, you know, really take some time to think about what you have time for, because I absolutely believe that everyone has time. And I think that's the way I actually ended the book. Let's turn to the last page and see if I did it. You have exactly enough time to scrapbook the memories that are most important to you, whether you have 5 children or 10 children or no children. You have enough time, so you can do it.
One question that I have to ask, because I've had a few people mention this to me knowing that I was going to be talking to you. There are obviously, you know, a lot of moms who had digital cameras, found out they were pregnant, and then have been taking pictures, and they're going to have a great collection of pictures. And by using your system and those photos, they're going to come up with some amazing scrapbooks or photo albums. What about the moms who were pre-digital and maybe even pre-photo savvy? They have few or no pictures, but they still want to capture those memories. Is there a way to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a way to do everything. I think one of the very first, I love coming up with little idioms, if you will. And one of my idioms is, this isn't about the pictures. This is about the memories. You aren't necessarily scrapbooking pictures. Pictures are helping you understand which memories are most important to you. So you could, let's say you could scrapbook all of your pictures. If you're really not connecting to what's important to you, you could actually miss scrapbooking your most important memories. I'm going to say that one more time. You could scrapbook all of your pictures and not tell your most important memories. So it isn't the picture that is enabling you to scrapbook or to preserve a memory. The picture is very often a springboard. If you were a mom that you describe, a mom, I love how you say mom, I need to be in my Canadian mode here. if you were a mom that didn't have a lot of pictures and didn't have a lot of beautiful pictures, I would suggest that you sit down and make a list of the songs that you sang to your child or your children when they were young. I would maybe go back through some of the fabric that you used to create curtains and bedspreads and clothing and pillows. I would reconnect to some of the other physical things that you used and expressed, and I would jot down the ideas and memories that come to you when you touch and spend time with those things. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
From that point, I bet you can go back to your small collection of photographs, and even if you find one little faded 3x3 snapshot of a child, you can put that on a page and say, I want you to know that this is the song that we sang together every time we got in the car and drove somewhere. And that child is going to be absolutely thrilled with anything that you combine and put together in his or her honor. So it really isn't about the pictures.
Moving forward, you have the Photo Freedom book in your hand. You have your computer and your box of memorabilia. What's the number one piece of advice you would offer to moms and, I guess, dads who may be interested in capturing all of this great stuff that we call memories?
I'm going to say that the number one today is, I might say something completely different tomorrow. I think the number one is to be in the present, is to slow down enough with this thing that we call life, that you are recognizing what you have right now. in the present moment. And I actually taught a class last year, and I promised everyone who listened to my long, drawn-out lecture that if they made it all the way through the lecture, I would give them a present. And what I actually gave them was a tiny, tiny little paper scrapbook, if you will. It's only 2 inches by 2 inches, and one of the companies makes it. And I gave them one of those, and I said, I want you to go home, and I want you in one 24-hour period, and there's only room in this little tiny paper scrapbook for maybe 12 pictures. And I told them, I want you to go home, and in one 24-hour period, I want you to snap 12 photos. And then I want you to develop them in this little 2x2, or print them in this little 2x2 size, and I want you to put them in this little paper scrapbook. And then I said, this is your present. It is the present. It's what's right here in front of you right now. And I want you to take that paper scrapbook and tuck it in your purse, and I want you to keep it with you for 1 year. And every time you're reaching in your purse, you know, and you're jostling for your checkbook or whatever it is, and you happen to pull it out, I want you to stop, and I want you to look at it, and I want you to go, wow, my present is changing. And then in 1 year's time, I want you to pull that scrapbook out and put it on a larger page or tuck it in your journal and tell me how in 1 year's time your present is different than it was a year ago. Does that make sense?
That's awesome.
That is what you need to do more than anything else, is slow the heck down and go, this is only happening once. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is my life. And I'm going to cry right now. And you have an amazing opportunity to celebrate what is yours right now. So stop making, we have to make plans for the future, and we have to be responsible and do all those things that parents want to do, you know, and we worry about for the future of our children. But today only happens once. So do something today. Hug your child, talk to them, get down on their level, take a picture of them, and just celebrate life.
Oh, I love that, Stacey. Thank you so much for joining us, Stacey.
Well,
it's just been amazing. I just think you're awesome, and I think anybody who meets you online or reads your blog or reads your books, anything, will feel the same way. We will be putting information on momtalk.ca to help you find a copy of Photo Freedom and more about Stacey. And as always, we welcome you back, Stacey. So please keep us in mind when you come up with some of these great ideas, whether it be parenting or scrapbooking. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
And I just appreciate you so much too, Helen. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.